Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, entitled Jaya and Vijaya, Cursed by the Sages, text number 22. Dharmasya te bhagavatas triyugat trivisvai.
Dharmasya te bhagavatas triyugat trivisvai.
Vadbischaracharam idam tvija devatatam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O Lord, You are the personification of all religion. Therefore, You manifest Yourself in three millenniums. And thus, You protect this universe, which consists of animate and inanimate beings. By Your grace, which is of pure goodness and is the bestower of all blessings, kindly drive away the elements of Rajas and Tamas for the sake of the demigods and twice born. Purport. The Lord is addressed in this verse as Triyuga, or one who appears in three millenniums, namely the Satya, Dwarpa and Treta Yugas. He is not mentioned as appearing in the fourth millennium or Kali Yuga. It is described in Vedic literature that in Kali Yuga he comes as Channavatar or an incarnation, but he does not appear as a manifest incarnation. In the other Yugas, however, the Lord is a manifest incarnation and therefore He is addressed as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three Yugas. Sridhara Swami describes Triyuga as follows. Yuga means couple and three means three. The Lord is manifested as three couples by His six opulence, or three couples of opulences. In that way, He can be addressed as Triyuga. The Lord is the personality of religious principles. In three millenniums, religious principles are protected by three kinds of spiritual culture, namely austerity, cleanliness and mercy. The Lord is called Triyuga in that way also. In the age of Kali, these three requisites to spiritual culture are almost absent. But the Lord is so kind that in spite of Kali Yuga's being devoid of these three spiritual qualities, He comes and protects the people of this age in this coward incarnation as Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is called coward because although he is Krishna himself, he presents himself as a devotee of Krishna, not directly Krishna. The devotee prays to Lord Chaitanya, therefore, to eliminate their stock of passion and ignorance, the most conspicuous assets of this Yuga. In the Krishna consciousness movement, one cleanses himself of the modes of passion and ignorance by chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As introduced by Lord Chaitanya, the four Kumaras were cognizant of their situation in the modes of passion and ignorance because although in Vaikuntha, they wanted to curse devotees of the Lord. Since they were conscious of their own weakness, they prayed to the Lord to remove their still existing passion and ignorance. The three transcendental qualifications, cleanliness, austerity and mercy, are the qualification of the twice born and the demigods. Those who are not situated in the quality of goodness cannot accept these three principles of spiritual culture. For the Krishna conscious movement, therefore, there are three sinful activities which are prohibited, namely illicit sex, intoxication and eating food other than the prasada offered to Krishna. These three prohibitions are based on the principle of austerity, cleanliness and mercy. Devotees are merciful because they spare the poor animals and they are clean because they are free of contamination from unwanted foodstuffs and unwanted habits. Austerity is represented by restricted sex life. These principles indicated by the prayers of the four Kumaras should be followed by the devotees who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakya Sakshuri Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadanti Swamadantikam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tnave Namaste Sarasari Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachita Desani Vancha Kalpate Rubya Kripa Sindhu Virucha Padidana Pavani Vya Vaishnavya Namana Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Siva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, in this section of Bhavatam, the interesting pastime happening. A little background of is that the four Kumaras are entering Vaikuntha and they were cursed. They were meeting the doorkeepers Jai Vijay, and because they, you know, restricted them their entry, and they get angry and they cursed Jai Vijay. So now usually if anything, you know, like for example someone is entering the house or something, you know, usually the master get angry on the person who is trying to enter the quarters of the house. In this, it is very surprising, and we have to see how the Lord is treating the devotees. So this is a personal relationship, you know, which is out in this. So when the Lord comes out, the four Kumaras, you know, they cannot understand the intentions of the Lord. They, in the previous verses, they are saying they couldn't able to comprehend. They are thrilled because first of all, they were impersonalist, and by the smell of tulasi leaves of the lotus feet of the Lord, they are transformed, and they are seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, which is described how the Lord is beautifully presenting himself. So that itself a transformation, and they can able to release the personal relationship of the Lord at this moment. So that itself was stuck for them. They were stunned in the wonderful appearance of the Lord and by the transformation of the heart. On top of that, the Lord is begging apology. You know, the Lord is, you know, so kind enough. He is coming and begging. He is saying, these people are representing myself. I am the master. So whatever mistake they have done, it is because my responsibility. I am the master. I have to take the blame. So I am responsible for this offense. So please forgive me. The main thing is the Lord is setting an example how to treat the Brahmanas, because the Lord is showing an example, because whatever the great personality do, that's a common people follow. The Lord is setting how the Brahmanas has to give protection, how the Brahmanas has to be treated. So when they are entering, the Lord is begging forgiveness, and he is saying, if you think, you know, this is, you know, you offended, I'm ready to lop off my hand. Like I can chop my hand off. So, and also Lord is saying the Brahmanas and the cows, and you know, they are like a part of the body, my body. So we can see how and on top of that, they were the four Kumaras, they couldn't able to comprehend. They couldn't able to understand the purport or the speech. But they just, you know, thrilled by the way how the Lord is treating the devotees. And then they speak. This is the prayers of four Kumaras to the Lord. So they're giving wonderful verses here in Srimad Bhagavatam. In this section you can see, of course, the religion, you know, the personification of religion is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Lord appeared only in 3 millennium, in Satya, Treta and Dwarpa. So in Kali Yuga, he came as a hidden incarnation. So Prabhupada can, you know, explaining in the beginning of the purport. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Channavatar. If anyone, you know, even he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he doesn't want to like to be addressed in that manner. If anyone calls him, you know, Vishnu, he closes his ears and call Vishnu, Vishnu, and then run away. So here we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not want himself to be addressed as a Bhagavan, but as a devotee role. But in Kali Yuga, we can see the normal people, they want to be claimed as God. So this is something, you know, opposite. And so many incarnations are coming. In, we see in India, every week someone is sprouting. You know, every week some God is coming. So Kalki avatar, you know, so many Kalki avatars. The purpose of Kalki, you know, we cannot have talk, you know, speech with Kalki avatar. When Kalki avatar comes in the house, he just slashes everyone out. He don't have, you know, chatting or TV program or interview with Kalki Bhagavan actually. Because the Kalki Bhagavan purpose, when he comes, everyone is demon. Only like some sages and Manu, and some are hiding in the caves and Himalayas. They are for, you know, they start their progeny for the next yuga, for Satya Yuga. So when Kalki Bhagavan come, everyone is like a demon. They are like, now itself we can see people are eating another, you know, other human beings. So we can see how ugra it will be after, you know, when Kalki Bhagavan comes, like 4,27,000 years ago. So we can see that is the mission of Kalki. But we can see so many Kalki Bhagavans are coming. So this Bhagavan, that Bhagavan, you know. We have to understand, because any avatar, it has this, you have to see, it's a scheduled incarnation. It is not that, you know, like a share auto, where on the way, you know, pick up. We travel, right? We travel, we fly. Even the flight, you know, landing or anything, there is schedule. This is avatar, one who is coming down from the spiritual world. There is a schedule, there is mentioned in the scriptures, what is the name, what is his symptoms, what is his qualities, what is his mission. And also he does superhuman activities, not like normal, you know. You can see in the pastime of Krishna, you know, lifted the goats and hill. So, you know, so many people claim to be Krishna. If they ask him to lift, you know, Govardhan Hill, you know, there's one person, he said, you know, okay, now I'm ready. Please, everyone lift and put it on my hand. I can lift. So this is how they climb, you know. And if someone climbs, you know, I want to show universal form, and the day they are arranged and the stadium booked, everyone is packed, you know, they got the ticket, money, everything. And the day time, and the day when they want to show universal form, they say, oh, because of the huge traffic in the city, I'm cancelling this show. So, you know, how people, you know, cheat. So we have to understand, any avatar, there is a mention in the scriptures, they have qualities, they have their specific symptoms, and also they show some superhuman activities which is recorded. So this religion, especially after the departure of Krishna, so the sages of Naimisharanya asking this question, where does this dharma take shelter? So we have to see, the answer is that Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavata, that is the shelter. The dharma has taken shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is rising like sun. So we have to see, there is two kinds of Bhagavata. Yesterday also Narayani Mataji was saying, there is book Bhagavata and personal Bhagavata. We need to develop the association of both, the book Bhagavata and personal Bhagavata. The personal Bhagavata is nothing but they are representing the book Bhagavata. Their life is full of this book Bhagavata. And these four aspects which we know, that dharma, artha, kama and moksha. But this, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we got the fifth aspect, that is, you know, prema, the love of Godhead, which is very rare, but he is easily distributing, he is easily giving to everyone. But this religion, you know, the current thing is, no one wants to accept religion. So in book distribution, we were going, and then we were giving this book. The first question most people ask is this a religious book? Is this something to do with religion, God? Because this is the quality of Rajas and Tamas. Those who are in Rajas, passion and ignorance, they don't want to accept religion. Please understand the background. Because the whole purpose of people, the living entities in this material world, is they want to give away the association of Krishna. That is the whole purpose that we are here. And we want to be separated from Krishna. That's our, and someone is reminding of is like something we don't want. But somehow or other, you know, just want to give this book. Because they don't want, they, you know, we can't say, okay, this religious book. First of all, they don't have any clear idea of what is religion, what is, you know, doing. Because they are in passion and ignorance, they can't understand this. And the direct opposite of this is the Brahmanas, the broad-minded. So the Brahmanas, they don't need much of, you know, effort, because they have a quite intelligent, they can understand this place is a misery. This, you know, see, in reading Srila Prabhupada books, especially, you know, we can see it is clearly given, you know, whatever effort, it is temporary in this material world. It is given, okay, this is just a child is building a sand castle. And any time that can be destroyed. And any time, you know, if the parents call in, the child has to go. But in spite of, you know, we knowing that, see, we're going to have a temporary situation here, but we want to make it permanent. We want to work, you know, But please understand, this is not for devotees, but at least for outside people, you know, they want to make a mark. They want to, they are considering they are very special. They want to achieve something. But at the time of death, everything is taken. And, you know, it's given another body. We don't know what type of body we'll get, where we will go, what is our destination, and are we prepared for that. So that is, you know, the Brahmanas can easily understand. So when we say Brahmanas, the Vaishnavas, the Vaishnava, you know, is already a Brahmana. So, because they are in good, they are in already in the goodness platform, they can easily understand that this place is a misery, suffering, and we have to wind up. So, Prabhupada says, like a gentleman, get your business done and go back. Don't try to build a bridge in the, don't try to build a house in the bridge. So someone is advertising, you know, please invest this stock. There is a stock market. We are having this stock. We'll give a lot of, you know, return. Please invest, but the company is going to close in 1 year. So in that case, no one will invest their money or energy in that, you know, stock, because it's going to be finished. No one wants it. They want permanent. And we also have this nature of, you know, we're going to live forever, we have to save for the future. So these are all intrinsic nature of the soul, because we forget, we don't think that every day, you know, this is going to be the last day, or, you know, this is going to be ending somewhere. No, we have this nature, but we have to work for the soul. Because everything, whatever we've done for materially, for the body, for the mind, everything is going to finish. But at the time of death, whatever we have done for the soul, that will be credited for the next life. But there is a disclaimer also, because of, you know, we think this temporary, we should not spoil the relationship with whoever we have, you know, with our relatives or with our friends or, you know, with our loved ones, well-wishers. So many people are there. We know, we need to know that, but at the same time, we have to present in such a way that they are not getting offended or their relationship is not spoiled. Because we have the duty of preaching as well. So we cannot cut like that and, you know, go on our own way. So this, here, the previous verses, we can see how the Lord is treating the Brahmanas. Because we have to understand, this Brahmanical culture is the human civilization. So here, right now, the earlier it has to be like, there is two things, two people, like Brahmanas and the cows. The Brahmanas represent the spiritual education, and the cows represent the most valuable food by giving milk and everything. But now what is happening is, modern civilization is, the spiritual education is neglected. The Brahmanas are not given protection, and they are encouraging the cow killing. So this is going to, you know, this is nothing but we are going back to animal civilization. This is going from human civilization to animal civilization. So the cow slaughter and cow killing is so rapid. While we are traveling, we were going to different towns, and we can see truck loads of cattle, you know. So many cattle. I was in a place called Vangrata, and I was doing books. So there was one lady, like, you know, huge, like 6'2", like that height, and then heavily built. And then I was stopped, and then I gave a book. Then I was asking, you know, what you're doing. Like, she said she is a truck driver. So I asked, oh, a small truck or something. No, no, she said, you know, you see the big trucks, like the multi-carriage, they call MC something, multi-carriage trucks. I said, what do you carry? She said, we carry cattle. So I asked, how many cattle, there's, you know, how many cows? She said, we'll carry 100 cows in one truck. In one truck, 100 cows. I said, where you'll take, you know, of course we know where they'll take anything, but I just want to, curiosity kills the cat, right? So just want to ask her, what is where you'll take? And she said, we'll carry from farm to farm, or farm to abattoir, and this places. Then, you know, I said, oh, is it like, then what do you do? Then we said, yeah, we'll do 2-3 times in a day. You know, 2-3 times we carry like that. So that's there, you know, see, this is a, they can't understand. They are in the grossest ignorance, animal killing and, you know, helping that. So I gave a book and I said, you know, this is, of course, you know, it's very tricky. We cannot tell them directly, you know, this is karma, you'll get heavy karma, you'll go to hell. you are preparing your next birth is animal birth, you know, like we can't tell them. We kindly, you know, give that book and then, you know, we just have to pray, you know, something, you know, one at least one sentence can change their life. One word can change their life. Similarly, I went to this another place and there is a butcher shop. So this one butcher shop, I gave a book, I gave Bhagavad Gita. And then she was little interested. She knows I know Krishna and everything. So I said, okay, I'll give you Krishna book also. But I didn't have. So I thought, okay, I'll go and bring Krishna book and give. So then I went and took Krishna book and then I gave her. She said, then I can see some changes in her face. So I know, because in our Bhagavad Gita, one of the plate is, you know, like if you are killing animal, you have to prepare your next birth, you know, for animal life. And the picture is very, you know, grossly presented in a graphic way. You know, the cow and the human, you know, human face within the cow and the cow face in the human. And you know, we should not show that face to that plate to the, you know, butcher actually. Then he will peel our skin, you know. So better not to show. So I just gave the book and then I gave and then came back and gave this Krishna book. Then I want to make it fast and then leave. While returning, she said, you know, I've seen that plate, you know, that picture. I said, oh, thank you, like that. I went down. You know, so we have to somehow or other, you know, give this without knowing that they are doing bhakti or without knowing that they are progressing in goodness. We should give like a medicine. No one knows what is the content of the medicine. No one knows how the medicine works. But just by, you know, dropping into the mouth, it does the work. So similarly, by giving this some connection, some engagement without disturbing their mind of a materialistic person, at least some change will happen. So that we can relate to us in our life also. How that change of heart, how it came, it's a mystery. How that faith developed, how that, you know, it's all mystery. Because somewhere, some by the mercy of a devotee or the lordship, directly or indirectly, we have known, without knowing ourselves, we have progressed to goodness from passion and ignorance. And by that, you know, we are able to appreciate now. Because we got that clarity, we got that, you know, vision. We got that, you know, we can look forward in a long-term goal. So that is the beauty of Prabhupada books and Prabhupada, you know, this Krishna consciousness. So we could see that. So by this, two main thing, the cows and the brahmanas, they has to give protection. And said that the Lord himself, you know, wants to please the brahmanas or the Vaishnavas. Just by feeding a brahmana is far, far better than performing big, big sacrifices. The whole purpose, you know, to please the Vaishnava. And the most one pleasing is spiritual master. The bona fide guru. So that is the topmost pleasing. If we can please the acharyas, which can please the spiritual master, then the Lord himself is pleased. Here we see practically how the Lord want to please the four kumaras. Even though they were, you know, thinking, the way the Lord is speaking, they were thinking more and more guilty that they made offense to Jai Vichai because they are serving the Lord for so many years. They are the devotees of the Lord. They are serving the Lord for so many years. They are feeling so much, you know, sad because they did this. Even though they just changed into, you know, worshipping the personal features of the Lord, but they can understand how the Lord is treating the brahmanas, the devotees, the Vaishnavas. And we can see then the Prabhupada writes the three things which is very important for spiritual culture: the austerity, cleanliness and mercy. So these are the qualities of Brahmanas, the twice born and the demigods. But when a Vaishnava, he is already having the qualities of all good qualities of demigods, and also he is Brahmana. A Vaishnava is already a Brahmana, a top class Brahmana actually. Because we know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says Brahmana is not by birth. Brahmana is by the action, whatever activity and the quality. That's what determines a Brahmana. And this is required, this austerity, cleanliness and mercy is required to do our spiritual culture. But by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is given. Who has this prerequisite? We don't have, personally, I don't have this prerequisite of austerity, controlling the senses, mercy, you know, merciful to, animals, poor animals, or cleanliness, either externally or internally. One time when Swanson Street, I was distributing the books, so it happens, you know, with the Indian background people, you know, if you show Bhagavad Gita, then they, I'm not clean, you know, I cannot touch. So one lady, she was working in the restaurant in one of the shopping mall in Indian. So then I showed this Bhagavad Gita. She said, no, I cannot touch. Then I said, I will put in a cover and give you. She said, okay, put in my bag and give me. So I took one cover from the shop and then I put it and then she gave me. And then another person was, he was interested. He said, my place, we are sharing. I cannot keep this book. This book is very pure, but I need it. And then I said, now you are studying, if you want your own place, own house, and a nice special room, clean room, and yourself having a clean dress and clean, and by that time the book will come, that is never going to happen. In your life, if you want clean place, clean accommodation, and then yourself also very clean, and then you're going to have a book, it will never happen. The probability is negligence. It is never going to happen. So I told him, please take this. Then I told him, see, the cleanliness means internal and external. Try to clean your internal. Then automatically external cleanliness will, come in place. He was thinking, maybe not. Then I said, please, you have to clean your heart first. Take this book. Don't worry about you keep in your suitcase or, keep in your cupboard or anything where everything is clean. Please take it. Then he didn't, and then he left. After 2-3 minutes, he came back. He said, this money, I'll take the book. So, somehow or other, the Paramatma, told him to, okay, take the book. So we can see, people are, we need to be austerity. Who has performed austerity? Where is the time to perform austerity? And then cleanliness and mercy. These three is prerequisite to have spiritual culture. But by the mercy of Srila, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, through coming through the Acharyas, Prabhupada writes here, he has given. In the age of Kali, these three requisites to spiritual culture are almost absent. But the Lord is so kind that in spite of Kali Yuga's being devoid of these three spiritual qualities, He comes and protects the people of this age in His covered incarnation as Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya is so mercifully giving. And the Acharya is also made very easy for us. Imagine going through all the scriptures and all the knowledge and coming to the conclusion is very difficult. Because of the parampara system, because of the Acharyas, we could able to get the essence of it. And this Rajagun, Tamagun are the assets of this Yuga, assets of Kali Yuga. Prabhupada writes in the Prabhupada that these two are the main hindrance in taking bhakti. But if we pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we could able to clear up the stock, you can able to clear up this passion and ignorance. By experiencing this happiness by chanting Hare Krishna, we could able to come over this passion and ignorance and at least place in the platform of goodness. And the very important part is the purport, which I find very interesting, is the four Kumaras. It's here, I'll just read that. Since they were conscious of their own weakness, they prayed to the Lord to remove their still existing passion and ignorance. So, in this case, the four Kumaras got angry and cursed Jai and Vijay. That anger comes from the passion. When you're passionate and the lust is not satisfied, then anger develops. From Bhagavad Gita, we know it's a quality of mode of passion. So they could able to understand their weakness. This is actually greatest boon for a devotee if he can able to understand the weakness in his spiritual path. We should understand, we should strive to understand what is our weakness and what is our trigger points. If we can able to understand that weakness, then we can humbly present before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and pray for his mercy and come over this weakness and then go forward, keep going, and then not to give up. So here we can see the great devotees, four Kumaras, they can able to easily understand what is their weakness of heart, what is their weakness. They are great acharyas, they are having a sampradaya, they are considering themselves, they have got some traces of qualities of passion and ignorance. Looks like no hope for us. But if we can able to understand our weakness and where is our difficulty in progress, then that will able to solve most of our problem in spiritual life. So devotees, here it says, we try to prohibit this austerity, cleanliness and mercy. So Prabhupada writes that devotees are merciful because they spare the poor animals, and they clean because they are free of contamination from unwanted foodstuffs and unwanted abuse, and austerity is represented by restricted sex life. The principles indicated by the prayers of the four Kumaras should be followed by the devotees who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. So, by following Krishna consciousness, we are placing ourselves in spiritual culture. Of course, the chanting of Mahamantra is so important. That is the primary, so when we can relate, when we come to Krishna consciousness, the first thing is we got is chanting, not the four regulative principles. If someone is saying you have to give up this, then hardly anyone comes to. So that is a positive approach of Srila Prabhupada. He gave this holy name. He was going to the park and chanting. People get attracted to the holy name. Then the lower taste goes away. So first giving the higher taste, automatically then one gives up the lower taste. Because one can understand, this is what I am looking for, this is what the soul actually wants. This is kind of happiness which cannot be experienced in this material platform. Because you go through that kind of satisfaction which is not available in this material world, any kind of satisfaction. So by tasting that, you can easily give up the lower taste and able to easily follow the four regulative principle. And the last thing is, as I said, the Lord is actually setting a great example here, how to treat the Vaishnava. Because for the Lord and devotees, there is no misunderstanding. There is no conflict. It's a clear communication. But sometimes from devotee to devotee, for example, in this case, Jai Vijay and four Kumaras, they are having some misconception, they are having some conflict. And someone has to go through, Prabhupada writes, someone has to go through the consequence of the suffering. But that is temporary. So the important thing in our thing is, We also have sometimes, you know, conflict between devotees. We trying to see what is that devotee meant for me or me meant for that devotee in terms of relationship, forgetting that devotee related to the Supreme Lord. If we can understand that relationship of Krishna and that devotee, rather we bringing our relationship in front, then it may help us to, you know, always see that connection. So in I think Chaitanya Charan Prabhu or someone is saying the there is a vertical and the horizontal relationship. We have everyone has a vertical individual relationship with Krishna, and we have a horizontal relationship with each and one another. So if we can understand that vertical connection of an individual devotee with Krishna, then it makes easy for us to work with that devotee. Prabhupada also said, you can please me by cooperating with each other. How you can cooperate, that will actually please me. And, you know, take this movement forward. So that is a point we have to consider here. So I would like to stop here and check if any question, comments, correction. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.